Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here, and with me as usual is my good friend D Pepsi. Oh yeah, and he says hello, sends on his warmest regards. Caught a few minutes of downtime here at the plant, so I'd thought I'd do a boo. First, I'd like to thank everybody once again for hitting the follow button under the Old Skull and Cross Boots. Really do appreciate you guys. And if I haven't done so already, I will hit the follow button on your profile and be looking out for your boos. I'll always appreciate you sharing them with me and look forward to listening to them. And like I said a few boos back, I am making an effort to go to the website and hit the like button on the boos that I listen to. Because that's... Unfortunately, it's not an option I have on the Android app, although the Android app is vastly superior to the last app that we had for Android, and I really do appreciate the fine people at Audioboo for that. So, okay, for the benefit of the newcomers to Bob in Black Boots Land, or whatever you call it, page, account, show, channel, whatever you call it, like to basically rehash my introduction, so we can just talk a little bit about myself. I'm a wastewater plant operator here in Columbus, Ohio. I work at the Jackson Pike Wastewater Treatment Plant, which is one of the two municipal wastewater plants here in Columbus. We basically take the sewage from the city and clean it, get all the shit and the grease and the trash and get everything out of it, clean it up, make it nice and clean and pristine, send it on out to the river. And basically, the fish love us for it. We go out to the river and, we go out to the river where we discharge and... we just stand there and the fish start jumping out of the water one-on-one and saying thank you. I'm serious. It happens. It really does. But it's a job. I'm very happy to have this job. Very proud of my work. I know that you don't walk out a career day at high school saying, hey, I want to work at a shit plant. But it really is a good job. It's environmentally necessary city service. And I really am proud of it. Work with some of the goofiest, weirdest, most awesome people on the face of the earth, and I know it sounds a little bit cheesy to say, but it is the truth. This is probably one of the greatest crews of people I've ever worked with. Really are awesome, and I have never dreaded coming to work, and I can't say that for any other job I've ever had in my life. So, really am fortunate to have this position, and I think I'm a lot more enthusiastic than I'm always happy in my job. I mean, I really am always happy, and I'm always happy to be on Audioboo, and always looking forward to your guys' boos. But I think my enthusiasm has been doubled today by the weather. Very, very nice fall day out there here in Ohio. A lot of you guys know, meteorologically, or however you say that word, my favorite time of the year is the fall, and it was a beautiful fall day today. I think at the high it was 65. So when I was on my way to work, I had my window down, had my sunglasses on, was blasting tunes, and it was just a great ride into work. And I'm happy that summer is over. I don't do hot weather very well. I understand why people love hot weather. I don't know. I prefer fall. I really do. So, and I'm really happy that it's here. And fall is one of the weather is one reason that fall is my favorite time of year. Another one is Halloween. Again, for the benefit of you guys who are just recently hit the follow button. The way I've explained it for years and years and years is that I am a huge fan of the Gothic aesthetic of art and literature and music and film. I mean, I like all types of music. I love all types of movies, but especially, well, I don't want to say especially recently. I've always loved horror films, but I love films of every genre. Even chick flicks. There are some chick flicks that I like, and my girl Gina will tell you that that is the truth. And I love, you know, all forms of music, but like, you know, gothic, industrial, heavy metal, dark country. That occupies the vast majority of my MP3 player. So, and arts, love gothic arts, literature, clothing. So it's basically the entire gothic aesthetic, and I don't want to say begrudgingly or stubbornly, but I think it's within the last few years that I have finally broken down and admitted, okay, fine, what? Okay, guys, okay, fine, you win, I am a goth. So it's not that being a goth is a bad thing. It's an awesome thing. It really is, but it's one of those things where even most goths are like, I don't like to be held under a label, especially when some of the stereotypes of that label are that we're depressed all the time and, you know, wake up and cry and write sad, macabre poetry and cry over it. Basically that we're depressed, suicidal nihilists. And now, well, somebody told a joke and I thought it was funny. It's like, now it's okay to be a goth now that all that stuff has all those stereotypes have been passed to the emos. but no, I talk a lot about the gothic subculture on my audio boo. Cause the way I've always described it is, Okay, so I am a goth because it is something that I'm passionate about, but I don't have a whole lot of friends who are goths. So I kind of, if there's one service that I feel like I can provide, it is bridging the gap between goth culture and the rest of the world. So it's almost like looking at goth from an outsider's perspective, even though I don't really consider myself an outsider. But refrigerator in my office is making weird noises. So to basically give you a time frame, as far as my history with the gothic subculture, it was something I took interest in. Well, I've been a fan of like horror movies and scary stories and all that kind of stuff, even when I was a little Bob in the black tennis shoes. But I would say it was something I took great interest in high school, really got deep into it in college, and it's just stuck with me ever since. And I'm 37 years old now. I graduated high school in 96, worked my way through college and graduated in 2002. And now here I am. So if that says anything about, I guess there are some people who call me an old school goth. I'm fine with that. There are some people who call me an Uncle Fester goth because I shaved my head. And I guess that's fair too. But like I said at the beginning, well, and like I always say, always, always, always feel free to DM me about anything. And it doesn't even have to be a goth-related question. Just any kind of questions you ever hear on one of my booths, just hit me a DM. Or if you just want to say hello, if you want to pass on a message to D Pepsi, or even just to say, hey, I like Butterfingers. But I really do appreciate you guys. I thank you for listening. This is Bob in the Black Boots saying, pick your favorite adjective and have that kind of a day.